This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 747. In a workout slump? Here are some great tips to get motivated again by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you every weekday for free, covering pretty much anything health-related, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. Now, today's post comes from Chalene Johnson. And just the other day, I was reminded of just how small this world can seem at times. I read posts from Chalene pretty much since the beginning of this podcast. Little did I know that she's practically a next-door neighbor of my family. She lives in the same neighborhood as my family. Not only that, I think they live on the same street. So little did I know, Chalene is a neighbor of mine. Again, super small world. Anywho, let's hear what Chalene has to say about breaking through our workout slumps and continue optimizing your life. In a workout slump, here are some great tips to get motivated again by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. A workout can be a great way to boost motivation in other areas of your life. A daily workout can create a happy or excited mood and make you more productive and energized throughout the day. These benefits are great. But what if you are lacking motivation to work out? It's hard to apply the benefits of exercise if you aren't motivated to exercise in the first place. While these tips are specific to exercise, they can also be applied to other areas of your life with a little creativity. Wake up. My goal is to work out 7 days a week at a moderate intensity to get my heart rate elevated. This is ideal for me, and there are some weeks I only get 5 days of exercise. But striving for 7 days means, in the worst case, I get 5 days and I still get all the good benefits. In order to get my 7 workouts in, I have to set an alarm. I use my phone and always make sure I put it far enough away on my nightstand that I not only have to sit up in bed, but also have to reach way over to shut it off. This way, once I've turned it off, I'm practically up anyway. Most people find that once they're up, and this works for me too. The alarm helps me start my day at the right time and gives me a boost out of bed. You could also apply this alarm setting to any daily task, like cleaning or cooking or even meetings or meeting deadlines. I know some writers that set an alarm specifically for sitting down with a blank page. By setting an alarm, you're blocking off that time in your schedule and in your day to devote energy to that specific task. Music that gets your fist in the air. Sometimes my schedule only allows for an afternoon workout. I enjoy these as they're a great way to de-stress from all my meetings and office tasks. But sometimes the weight of the day drags me down, and I find myself not looking forward to that afternoon workout. This is where my pump up playlist comes in. It's a specific playlist I only use to get me motivated and excited for my workout. This playlist is totally separate from my workout playlist, and it's filled with songs that I can't help but tap my toes to, clap, or even get out of my chair and dance to. After a couple of songs, I'm feeling more motivated and excited about the workout, and the blahs I had before are gone. You can also try this by creating a pump-up playlist for any afternoon activity you don't always look forward to. Maybe there's an afternoon class you find boring, or a weekly meeting you aren't psyched about. Playing some new tunes will help you reset and get excited for that afternoon task. It's a great way to switch gears and find focus, especially if it's something you weren't looking forward to before. Commit to only 5 minutes. There are times that, despite my organized schedule and pump-up playlist, that I still don't want to hit the gym. In times like these, I set my phone's timer for 5 minutes and devote just those 5 minutes to working out. I might start a video at home or just take a walk around the block, but after 5 minutes, I give myself permission to stop. See, the trick here is getting your shoes on and getting out the door is often the hardest part. Once you're at the gym or the video is playing, you'll probably complete the workout. By promising yourself only 5 minutes, you get through the toughest part and may have an even more successful workout than usual. This 5-minute timer can be applied to any task you really don't want to do. It may be reading for a class or writing a paper or proposal for work. Whatever it is, set a timer and give yourself 5 minutes. More often than not, once those 5 minutes are up, you'll continue with your task because you've already made progress and gathered some momentum. Remember, the hardest part is starting, and once you start it, it'll be easier to continue forward to completion. You just listened to the post titled, in a workout slump? Here are some great tips to get motivated again by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I love, love, love the 5-minute alarm. I use it all the time. Just the other day, in fact, I knew I had like 50 emails in my inbox that I at least needed to read, if not respond to, and I was dreading it. I was coming up with excuses for other things I could be doing instead. How can I postpone this for as long as possible? And then I had to tell myself, look, you got to get through this and you have to do it today. So let's break it up into chunks. Only look at emails for 5 minutes and then you can move on to something else. And just as Chalene predicted, 5 minutes turned into 10, 15, and even 30 minutes. But I didn't regret any of it. It was work that needed to be done, and I'm glad I got started. I didn't end up finishing all of my emails, but I at least took away a significant chunk, so I felt less stressed about it. Let's face it, I love teaching, but I'm not a huge fan of grading. So there have been times where I procrastinated grading, and that's where I've actually used music, as Chalene mentioned, to pump me up. I'll reward myself with a specific playlist that I only listen to when I'm grading papers. I'm basically rewarding myself for doing something that I don't really enjoy doing in the first place. But through this reward, I'm motivating myself to get the work done. And yes, lastly, I use this same technique when it comes to workouts. There are definitely days where I just don't want to work out. But then I'll tell myself, what's the quickest, sort of easiest thing I can do and yet still get my heart rate going? And sure enough, even if I give myself a 5-minute time limit, once I get going, I'm like, I'm already doing the work. I might as well just go for 10 minutes and then 10 minutes turns into 15 minutes and then I've gotten in a full 20-minute workout. So can you tell I really love this 5-minute rule thing? All right, really quickly before I go, a little reminder that we have a bunch of shows in our network to help you optimize your life. To find them all, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Hope you're having a wonderful week so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.